MGTOW men, welcome back. Ghosting in plain sight and ghosting is almost like our own version of public relations, so to speak. There is MGTOW public relations, and that is essentially ghosting in plain sight. So while you are living the MGTOW life, you can give off the impression that you are far from that life. The more that you do that, the less people find intrigue in you. And in today's world of information inundation and the lack of privacy, this becomes even more important. This is not only important for MGTOW men, this is important for all men, and this is important for all people. Get what you need, get what you can from the grid, and then get out of the grid. That is the process. And a great quote from Robert Greene's Twitter that I saw the other day, and I'm going to utilize for this talk today, is kind of what I'm structuring this thought about or around. And I'll get to it. I just want to position around it first. So to ghost in plain sight, I continually find joy in knowing that MGTOW men are generating new vernacular to describe the world that we're living in, the way that people live, our tendencies, and so forth. It's really a testament to our ability to observe and to make educated assessments of what we see. From Newalt to hypergamy to Brifalt's law, power moves, etc. Today, we're going to talk about another element of MGTOW, especially for those that are living in the grid, in the matrix, and that are pursuing their careers, pursuing passions that include engagement with entities that often want to derail us in our way and make it harder for us to reach our personal goals. So if you type in ghosting in plain sight into Google, the first result that shows up is a MGTOW conversation on MGTOW.com. It's MGTOW.com. Interesting, proving my point right here about us generating vernacular. And the opening post is a question posited by a guy, and he's mentioning a video in which ghosting in plain sight's brought up. He says, "Hey guys, hope you're having a great one. I have recently been checking out some new methods and philosophical ideas about different stuff involving the ghosting concept. With that in mind, I came across the whole hiding in plain sight kind of method, which seems kind of different version of going off the grid. This piqued my interest. Do you guys have any views on this and how it works? I've been trying to find more info about this." So ghosting in plain sight, and what I'm going to say about this, ghosting in plain sight is necessary when there is still something that you want to accomplish amongst the entities that you have to exist among in order to get what you want or to accomplish what you want. So ghosting is what you do when you're no longer tied to that at the moment. Ghosting in plain sight is not really going off the grid. This is another level of ghosting. That is societal removal and very much an act of MGTOW. But what is MGTOW at that point? It is you. It is normal. It is your baseline. So it's hard to say that it's really anything. And here's the response to the first post. Ghosting is just going along your daily life without drawing any attention to yourself. To me, that means maintaining a low-key job, keeping to yourself for the most part at work. This doesn't mean hide in the corners, but it does mean to not involve work people with your personal beliefs, MGTOW, and lifestyle choices. You can talk with coworkers, but keep it to the weather and sports or just to work topics. If you discover a man of the like mind and you want to kick stuff around, then that's up to you. Stay off of social media, don't advertise your life, keep your home life quiet, and don't get involved with your neighbor's community, etc. You are focusing on you and just living your life without advertising it to the world. You know the message and what information to share. Share with care, as I say in response to that. So sharing, caring, as we're taught, but share with care. You are every day assessing the value associated with telling people certain information about yourself, keeping the rest of the information that you don't want shared close to your chest. And two words that are on all caps in this post are attention and focusing. So where will you focus your attention? Just like in a PR sense, you publicize certain things about yourself and you hide the other things. While social media might be valuable if you're an entrepreneur, as it's free advertising, don't tell people that you got money, that you have free time here, or that you have this or that. Keep it close to your chest, and then your goals and your gains will not be sniped at. Don't let others know that you are ascending, and if you're not on social media, try not to say that you're not. That in itself brings attention to you. So emotional PR and emotional ghosting. Just like what I said about hiding some things and publicizing others, the same can even be said for emotions and abilities. So here is what Robert Greene said in this tweet that I screenshotted the other day. It's gold. Appearing better than others is always dangerous, but most dangerous of all is to appear to have no faults or weaknesses. Envy creates silent enemies. Carry that wherever you go. It is smart to occasionally display defects and admit to harmless vices in order to deflect envy and appear more human. That's ghosting in plain sight 101 right there. People love others that appear to have flaws. It's why we like so many sitcoms. It's why we like so many kind of bumbling, self-deprecating people in those TV shows. And we look back and we think, why do we aspire to that? Why would we like that? Because it doesn't keep us accountable. And people like that, sadly. I've noticed a couple things that have helped my relationships and work, out of work, in groups of friends, on teams. These things are admitting to certain banal vices. They may or may not actually be fully true, but saying, like, I enjoy sleeping in, I eat too much ice cream, I have a vice of ordering Chinese out all the time, watching cartoons, consuming too much caffeine. Little things like this actually make you more relatable and people like you a lot, and you're able to ghost a little bit better. Also, many people express significant changes when they hear about you expressing love and affection towards pets, missing family members, having a really close relationship with a mom or a dad, having a girlfriend. Even mentioning exes helps a person ghost and appears that they're playing the game. And in people's eyes, it makes you appear like you're human. You appear to be relational. You appear to have a soul, as it seems to them. You are not soulless, as a pure MGTOW man is often seen to be, being without desire. Thus, he is without soul. And the big difference in a MGTOW man's heart and in his mind and view of life is that he is not without soul and desire. He is just desiring things that last and things that require discipline. So too much discipline, too much rigidity, too many people today, it appears as a red flag, a robotic nature. And unfortunately, while that is good, we need more discipline. It doesn't fit in society, and you stick out like a sore thumb. You're actually ending up vulnerable in some senses. That is why we're trying to apply discipline to get us efficiently to our finish line. So consider all of this. Be careful. Heed Green's words and ghosting. SunriseCity@gmail.com. SunriseCity on Twitter is where I'm at. Hoodies up. Hoodies out.